right, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop it up as we always do, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put on something a little more mellow, a little more Mac-ish. Right here, we got our lovely co-host. Now, my name is Tariq Nasheed, as you all know. And over here, we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
It's been good. Long week, but I'm here.
But you here. And over here, we have Miss Bree over here with the updo and everything going on up here with the,
the updo.
Summer breezy, earthy look. How are you, dear?
Earthy look. I'm excellent.
Herbal tea. That's our herbal
tea. Yeah. She has some little herbal tea.
Jill Scott.
Like she got a purse.
Jill Scott vibes.
Yes, indeed. So what is happening, man? What is going on this week? Let's get right into some news and let's see what's happening. We're going to get some calls later. We're going to do a lot of calls later. But what's been happening in the news, Miss Bree?
Oh, you know what's been going on. You know exactly what's been going on.
Yes, indeed.
Let's just address the monkey on the internet right now.
Dun, 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 dun. The monkey on the internet.
The monkey. What do you?
I heard the elephant.
No, there's a monkey trolling the internet.
Oh, I already know who you. Okay, I think I know who you're talking about. Let's play charades. Think I know. Can I guess?
It's your final guess.
Kodak Black.
Girl.
Lord.
Haha, I was right.
Kodak Black been terrorizing the internet lately.
Yeah.
To the point.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw, but he did a live and mentioned like, oh yeah, old homeboy that got, you know, that just got killed, you know, his girl Lauren about to be free.
Yeah.
Did he sound like that? Yeah, he sound worse than that.
He sound worse, but the fact that he was like, yeah, old homeboy, like just no respect off the bat, and then the disrespect he threw at Lauren, like, you know, yeah, she about to need somebody in a minute. She going to be free. And you know what I'm saying? Just like complete. Even if Nipsey was not who he was, that was disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As a black man. And I just don't understand why these kids get so many passes for being fucking jackasses.
Yeah. And a lot of rappers are getting that Kodak Black. Some radio stations are saying they ain't playing this stuff. Power 106.
Nope.
Yeah, they're not
especially
playing
Big Boy's pissed.
Yeah.
Big Boy
is
Nipsey
pissed.
Is like really, really tight.
Yeah.
T.I. mad. He took him down.
He took his artwork out of his museum.
Yep. Did you hear his reply? Wait,
Kodak Black had artwork?
Yeah, well, in the trap museum.
Yeah, they had like artwork of him in the trap museum in Atlanta.
As
he does a lot of, you know, popping and respected rappers or, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, his stuff was taken down, and his response was, "I ain't give you permission to put it up in the first place."
Hilarious.
Yep. So it just the disrespect just continues.
Man, and I know some Haitian cats down there. Like we ain't rocking with no damn Kodak Black on that one. The Haitian cats are like, "Hey, he don't represent us on that." So they're backing up off of him.
Oh, is he Haitian?
Yeah, he's Haitian. He's Haitian. Yeah,
that
dude is Haitian. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, dude is Haitian. So
that's crazy.
Some of those Haitian G's are like, "Hey, that don't represent us." That Kodak Black is on something else.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people are backing up off dude with
that. I'm still confused by his fan base because they're still supportive. You know, y'all missed the point where he was trying to say.
It's a lot of white people.
Yeah, a lot of white people like
him. A lot of white people is his fan base.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of white people.
I saw a few black people defending him.
Oh, wow.
But
really?
It's just him. It's like, damn, we are so disappointed as a people. Like, fuck.
Did you hear what he was replying? Remember when he was like, I didn't have permission, but he also said he kept saying, rest in peace, Shorty Low. Did you hear that on the video?
I didn't hear that, nah.
I was like, why does he keep saying Shorty Low?
Well, Shorty Low is dead.
Yeah.
Right, but he was trying to be funny. Like, why are you talking about Shorty Low being dead? Because he's been dead. We know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Nipsey just died, and you talking about Shorty Low.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like almost disregarding a little bit. And I could be taking this wrong, but I'm just saying that's what he just said in the video.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't hear him reference the Shorty Low thing.
He like, rest in peace, Shorty Low. Rest in peace, Shorty Low. Da, 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 he kept saying
But I hope the dude is careful, man. You can't play like that. I mean, it's dangerous playing like that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of young dudes think they can play with fire. And, you know, you can't play with everybody like that. It's a dangerous environment out here. You got people who's really about that life.
Exactly.
And so, you know, he needs to fall back on that. But, you know, some people got to learn the hard way. You know?
Yeah.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the news?
Speaking of, you know, I'm going to go into Nipsey a little bit because Janae Aiko, she actually pushed her music back. She had some music coming out this month, and she said out of respect for Nipsey Hussle and his family that she's not going to release any music until she, you know, feel the time is right until further notice, because she feels like it's just not the right time, which takes me to Bootsy. Now, I don't know if y'all seen the rant that he went on. So Bootsy came out with a new album or whatever. Only 300 people bought it, right?
God damn.
300 people bought it, right? So he went on. I wish you could probably pull up his rant, but he went on a Instagram Live rant and was pissed, okay? So I'm thinking this is probably the wrong time to come out with music, as Janae probably seen that, and other people probably saying, like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to fall back. But nobody bought it, and he was like, stay on my live. Stay on my live. Who, the only people I want in my life is the 300 people that bought my. He was like, if you're not one of them three, log off. Log off. It was so hilarious. It was really, really funny. Did you see that, Brie?
Yeah.
It was crazy. He went 30-minute rant.
No, I'm like, trying. I wish I could find it.
Damn.
My God. Yeah. When did he do this?
This was the day before yesterday, and now fast forward to today. And this is not funny, but he's actually locked up.
Boosie?
Yes.
For what? What happened?
Okay, so he got pulled over and he had marijuana and a weapon on him.
Oh, damn.
So, and with no bail right now. Currently, bail. This is the day, like, after the rant.
Wow.
So it's just not a good week, you know, 300.
It's not a good week. It's not a good week. You're not having the best week, Boosie.
Yeah.
Let's try again.
You got to find that rant. Though.
I
got to
find
shit.
That, man.
Actually, I could send it to your phone.
Yes.
Somebody sent it to me. But it's through text. But yeah, it's hilarious, Tariq. Boosie ain't playing no games.
And did he get arrested down in New Orleans? Or where is he? Where does he live? Baton Rouge? Where does
that
he live?
That is a very good... Now, that I don't know. I'm not sure where he lives, but he definitely got arrested. But it was on marijuana charges, which is, you know, it's legal here, but...
Yeah.
That shit is petty.
It is. They're just messing with him.
At this day and age, yeah. It's like, get over it.
Yeah, it was just... Okay, so... Yeah. Bree, what else is happening out here?
So I don't know if you all know. Nipsey is the man right now. He's the man of the hour, and we got to keep talking about it. But they posted his funeral arrangements for the public, and it is happening Thursday, April 11th.
Yes.
The service starts at 10 a.m. They had to have it at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
That's the impact this man had on this city. Had to have it at the Staples Center, and those tickets were gone. Because they put it through the Staples Center, they had to put the tickets on there, and they were gone in 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So 21,000 tickets were gone.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they were free.
Yeah.
I had no idea they were free.
Yeah, they were free. Yeah. And, you know, his family, they stand up. They are a real stand-up family for doing that, because they didn't have to invite the public in the situation.
Yeah.
But I said all that to say that I saw some tickets to his funeral online for $500 for black people.
Funeral. Chicago.
How do you say it?
Funeral.
We say it again, Bree.
His funeral.
Leave me alone. Oh, my God.
Y'all.
Yeah, man.
There are tickets to his funeral for $500.
That's terrible.
Or online. Like, how much more disgusting can these people
disgusting.
Be?
I know. And yeah, they're going to make their money regardless.
But, is this a missed money opportunity? Like, do you feel like, damn, I wish I would have thought of that?
No. But, I know how niggas are. They going to get an opportunity to take it. And there's going to be a big procession. There's going to be, they're going to do, one last victory lap all through L.A.,
That's 25 miles.
That's
going to be 25 miles.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to be a part of that, even if I'm going to try to get in the funeral, which it shouldn't be a problem. It's going to be so damn packed down there. It's going to be insane.
You going to go, Bree, down there?
I would like to go, but I cannot drive. I don't even want to take an Uber today.
Because it's going
to
be, it's going to be packed.
I don't want to get locked into that. I feel like I'm going to get locked in.
Right, right. Unless you're going to buy a helicopter or something. And,
now, this is the Bootsy thing. Let's hear what the Bootsy ring is.
You see me act a fool and shit, but we're going to act a fool tomorrow. Everybody log back on tomorrow. But I only want to see 300 people on here. The 300 people who done bought my shit. I don't mean no harm. If you ain't on this bitch, get your pussy ass off here. If you ain't support, I ain't lying. I act a fool tomorrow now. But if you ain't support Badass 3.5, can you please exit my life? That's all I'm asking. If you didn't support my album, can you Why are my numbers not going down? Why are y'all not getting off my fucking live?
Boosie's like, get the hell on up out of here.
He said, why my numbers?
If you didn't,
hold on.
If you didn't get my album, could you please get off my live right now and check back in tomorrow? I'm going to cut up tomorrow for y'all. Could you please, I'm going to show off tomorrow, but could you please exit right now? Blue Kane ain't going nowhere. He said he bought that bitch. All right, you stay on this bitch, dog. You stay on this bitch.
Shout out to Bootsy. Bootsy said, look, if y'all didn't buy my album, all y'all bastards get out of here.
Is that how you feel about your Meek slide, Tariq?
No, a lot of folks bought it, so that was cool. So, yeah.
It's like we don't have the same issues.
Yeah. We jumped on the top of the damn R&B charts. So I'm like, hey, like, come fuck with
He's
me.
He's on Billboard.
Hell yeah.
I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, so they represented with our stuff. So.
That's what's up.
And I feel Bootsy. Yeah, that's what, because like, I'm like, if y'all not going to support something, you know,
People don't have to support.
They don't.
What if I don't like your music?
Right, they don't.
What if his album is really whack? Y'all need to buy it so we can see.
Yeah.
300, though.
300, I know. 300.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. Wait, is he independent?
What, I don't know. Is
he's
he on a label?
Boosie shit.
Yeah.
No, we know you sold way more than that. Tariq thousands.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Man.
Tariq can sell hair weave though, and people will buy it.
We need to get that popping.
I know. I told him we need to get some beauty products and stuff popping with their ass.
Oh, yeah. Me and Bree will, we will promote it for you.
Indeed.
Put the weave on. We just want a reason for some free weave.
We know, Layla.
Layla, what else is happening out here in the news?
Okay, so R. Kelly had a show. You know, it's been bothering me this whole year about these black men. Like, I hate to keep talking. It's just crazy, but it's just a lot going on black men this year. And it's just been bothering me
because
I have a black son, and I'm just like, I feel like it bothers me more now than it used to, and just... It's just been a bad year for you guys.
Yeah.
And I don't like the direction, so I'm hoping we can get this together, people. But I sound like Tariq right now.
I know.
It's been bothering me lately, I had to say that. But so R. Kelly, this brings me to R. Kelly. So over the weekend, he had a show, and he did a little quick interview begging the media to just let him be and take it easy on him. He said, please take it easy on me. This is like the only means of me to make money right now. Only 50 people showed up to the show. The show was in Chicago.
Yeah, it was really like a private party.
Okay.
Bree, do you know the club it was in Chicago?
No, I do not.
Okay, was it in Chicago or outside Chicago?
It was in Chicago, but I think it was like a little city. You know, it was in
Chicago. Yeah, it sounded like somewhere like outside.
Skirts or something.
Yeah. And from what I understand, it was like a private party. They charged $100 a head to get in. It's like they said between like 50 and 100 people. So it was like a small, intimate crowd. You know, he took pictures with people. So it was almost like a meet and greet, basically. Mm. He basically did a meet and greet.
People, though?
It might have been a little bit more. It might have been a little bit. Because, you know, some people said it was 50. Some people said it was around 100. So I would say between 50 and 100.
When he asked the media to ease up on him,
I
was done. I couldn't no longer
Give
my energy to that.
They said he performed 28 seconds.
Well, he probably did. You know, what he did, because, you know, everything he does, they're trying to minimize it. Sounds like he was in there doing a meet and greet, and he probably sang for a few seconds, and that's it. So it wasn't technically
a
show.
Like a performance.
Oh,
it wasn't a performance.
Okay, so he did like
But they're spinning it. Like, he came in there and did just sang
so
for 28 seconds.
He charged a few of his friends to come hang with him.
Yeah,
that's
basically.
That's what it sounded like.
It was a meet and greet. It was all it was, a meet and greet. Come take pictures with me. It was a meet and greet. That's what it was.
I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm a free black
man.
When does he go back to court?
When does he go back
like
to court?
I feel like I should know this, but.
Why should you know that?
I should know when R. Kelly goes back to court.
Man.
I don't know, though. We know he's out on bail, but I just want to know when he go back.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
I know this is kind of old news, but we had a few weeks off in between these last couple weeks. But how do y'all feel about Cardi saying, I've drugged men to get money?
Yeah, that, you know.
Like, why?
A lot of people felt a certain way about that because she's with a major label, and these major labels are, many of them are behind the whole Me Too and Time's Up. Many of these people fund that stuff. So for them to go after everybody about drugging people and raping and all that, and then for them to have a platinum artist who gets on, who has been online bragging about doing this stuff, it looks contradictory. So a lot of people are looking at it funny style, and I get it. I get it. And she's apologized for it, but it is hypocritical for these major... Cardi would say anything. You know, she tell all her business online.
But is there a statute of limitation for that? Like, could she still get in trouble for this?
There probably is a statute of limitation for that.
I mean, they'll have to go dig for how many dudes she really did that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to tell my brothers that.
Yeah.
The reason I appreciate this generation, because they know how to be themselves, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, they are true to the hell they are. Like, the whole Kodak Black thing, he's an idiot, and he's true to it.
Yeah, he sticks with
never
it.
He never fails you on being an asshole idiot. So, and that's the same thing with Cardi. Like, she's like, I'm always going to be me, and I'm always, so it's just like, do they get a pass for being non-apologetic about who they are and what they've done?
When people do slick shit or do crime, because that's a crime, I don't like for them to pick and choose who they're going to punish for it.
Right, exactly. That
that's
part.
The thing.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Don't pick and choose. Just get everybody. Like these white women who were doing that school scandal thing where they were paying to get their kids in school.
Exactly.
Those white women just pled guilty. They all pled guilty. You can't see none of their mugshots nowhere.
Nowhere
do you see none of these white women's mugshots. And we know they're about to get a slap on the wrist for doing that shit. And you got black mothers out here who registered their kids in the school zone outside of where they lived, and they're doing like 5 and 6 years in jail for just registering their children in different school zones.
Right,
that's
right.
It. Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, it's going to have to be equal punishment all the way across. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Anthony calling from Detroit.
What's up, brother? How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, Layla, how are you doing?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, I just wanted to say that here in Detroit, man, we all heard too about Nipsey or whatever. And I just wanted to ask you, like, the people that's questioning, you know, I mean, that's talked about other black people that's questioning his murder or whatnot, like, his conspiracy or not. Like, would you say they consider it clones, or, you know, how would you say, like, they hope take on that is?
The people, which, now, you kind of lost me a little bit. You say the people who are not questioning, or the people who are questioning the murder?
No, they're like the people in our community that's questioning us, that's questioning.
Oh.
Like, would you say?
Well, you know, I don't know their motives, because, as we know, when you look at the evidence of this case, you know, something ain't right. It ain't just somebody was just hating and then they just went and shot Nipsey. It's clearly deeper than that when you start looking at all the evidence. So whenever people are trying to tell us not to look for more evidence and not to take heed to all of these strange things surrounding the case, when they're trying to get us to not look at that, I'm looking at them strange. I want to know what their motives are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a lot of people, man, is just saying we are being disrespectful to the family and things like that, because we think, you know, it's something deeper than what they saying it is.
No, it's not.
And I just wanted to see how you put it.
No, man, it's not. I don't know where they get that from, where it's disrespectful to the family. No. We should ask questions, because there's a lot of stuff and a lot of information popping up, just like with this, the killer. I keep hearing stuff about this dude every day, new stuff. I heard that this dude did 8 years in jail for a murder. They let him out. Then he got another gun charge. Then they let him out again. So that's something we should question. That's not normal for them to keep letting this dude out of jail, this crazy damn killer. They letting him in and out of damn jail. That's something we have to question. We have to ask why. Why is an informant allowed to run the streets and keep killing folks? That's something that we need to ask for our own safety. You understand?
Right. I agree with you.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, sir.
My man, respect to you, brother. All right.
Yes. Oh, Christopher Darden. We didn't
that
coon.
I get y'all in a minute. But yeah, what do y'all think about Chris Darden? And I talked about him on my live the other day. What do y'all think about him, the OJ prosecutor, being a part of this trial?
They flew him in. Did you all know that? I don't know where they flew him in from, but I heard they flew him in. Like, what are the logistics of this? Like, how did they get him? Do you know anything about, like, how they tracked him down?
It seemed like he just fell out of the sky.
I mean, he was already ready. So, seems like they had already retained him. I mean, the minute the guy got arrested, there was Chris Darden right there in court. So it had to be already planned.
Who's paying for this?
That's the big question.
Who is paying for this?
Everybody wants to know who's paying Chris Darden. He is not doing this pro bono.
But then nobody thinks it's conspiracy. Though.
Exactly.
But it's not a conspiracy.
Exactly.
Though.
This broke gangbanger who's supposed to be crazy, murderer. Crazy and jealous. All of a sudden, he has this big profile lawyer, and nobody knows who's paying the lawyer. Mm. You know,
right?
So that's
the law enforcement.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, he's a known informant. Why are we keep forgetting it?
Exactly. So this thing is bigger than what we believe. Let's get some more calls. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Very loud. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, family?
What's up, brother?
This is Sherry calling out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. What's up, Bray, Leela, or Layla? I said Leela.
You said Bray and Leela.
Oh, my God. Hey, what are you, somebody, Daffy Duck?
There you go. What's happening out there in Tulsa, brother?
Man, not a whole lot, bro. I mean, it's kind of slow motion right now. We just got that little law where you can have a little open carry, so I'm just laying low right now.
What's on your mind? Go ahead.
I got a question about something because I've been dealing with a lot of racism at my job lately, and I just got a plane mechanic job, and this job is too good for me to lose. I ain't really trying to get rid of nobody, but I'd love to record them or some sort of fashion to try to get this check. Is there any advice that you can give me when it comes to that?
Oh yeah. Now, what kind of stuff are you dealing with? You got a coworker that's trying to be funny style? You got a supervisor funny style? What's going on?
It's like a handful of white people who are just like, who feel like I'm that type of person where they can just come and say anything to me.
Yeah, that happens a lot on jobs. And it's not too many black folks there, is it?
No, it's only like a handful.
Yeah.
And they just keep to themselves because they know what's going on and they're not really trying to fight it. You know what I'm saying? The older black folks, they just dealing with it.
Oh, yeah. That happens on these jobs, man. A lot of times when black folks get to certain positions, the white people on the job try to make little slick comments to get you riled up and get a reaction from you. And the minute you react to them negatively, they run down to HR. They run down to human resources and try to get you fired so they can get their little buddies hired in your position. They play that little game all the time. So you don't fall for that trap. Do not fall for that trap. What you do, you just stay cool and low-key record their asses. Whenever they start saying that little slick stuff, you just keep recording them. And if anything goes down, you blow up that whole spot with that information. But you just stay cool and get your check, get your money. Because any job you go to where there's folks in the dominant white society, you're going to go through the same thing. Anywhere you go, it's going to be the same thing. There is no cool environment where they don't do that. They do that every single place you go to. There's always one who's going to be up there trying to test you and say little slick stuff and try to push your buttons, and they know what they're doing. They're not dumb, and they do that to black men and women. With the sisters, they've been trying to touch on your hair and all that old slick shit, and it's a game they play. Get your money, record their asses, so if they come up with a reason to try to fire you over some bullshit, because that's what they do to black folks. They make up some shit. If you came to work and you weren't smiling, they'll go say, well, he's acting mean to us. He's down there. Sound like he has an attitude. He seems aggressive. You dig? Oh, yeah. They do all that stuff. So, when they playing that game. Go ahead, brother.
I've been fucking with Gus T. Renegade, and, because he talks about workplace racism all the time. And I'm wondering, what's going to be the threshold for me to go to a lawyer and be like, okay, this is the information I got. Can we get this check? Yes, we can. Like, when is it going to be time for me to go and get that check from the lawyer?
No, what you do, you just chill. See, we got to be patient. We got to be patient. Just slowly record. Just let it draw out. Just let it keep going and going and going until they fire you. You understand? When they fire you, that's when you blow up the spot. When they fire you, now you got something on them. Because now you can prove that this was a hostile environment. And over time, they were trying to sabotage your employment. So that's why you got to get those receipts on their asses. So you got to just be cool. Don't be emotional. See, we get emotional and we want to jump the gun and hurry up and get that fast check. No. Be real cool about it.
Yeah, the check is going to come from the paper trail.
Yeah. That's so what.
I'm playing real Booker T. Washington with it. Oh yeah, I voted for Donald Trump. I love him.
Yo, yeah, they play. Yo, yeah. Oh yeah, you know, you pretend to be a coon a little bit.
Say,
yeah,
Booker T. Washington.
Yeah, you pretend to be a coon a little bit so they can keep talking and get real comfortable. Yeah, you buck your eyes a little bit and let them get real comfortable around you.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, hey man, don't you think those blacks out there protesting, don't they need to get a job and get off welfare? And, oh, show me. Lord have mercy. That's why I'm up in here. You know, let them make them real comfortable around you and blow their goddamn spot up. You dig? All right, man. But
okay, I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call, bro.
That's so funny. Right.
So have y'all worked for places before with white people who try to? Yeah.
Listen.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Tell a story.
I can't tell a story because I'm legally bound right now, but I have a case.
Oh, yeah. You do that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. But, yeah, it happens and it happens. But like I said, you make sure, like he said, record, write down every time you have an incident. Just keep them receipts. The receipts is what's gonna get you paid.
Exactly.
That's it. That's all.
Like, they're very good at
emotional and all of that.
They it ain't innocent. See, black folks think they be saying little shit because they're insensitive. They know what they say. They say little slick stuff. They're like, hey, Bree, did you hear about the Proposition 14? They're gonna cut welfare. Is that gonna affect your family?
Oh,
you know, they say little shit
dead
like that.
Dead ass. And those moments where you feel, if you gotta cut your eyes at something somebody just said to you, they probably shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
And that's a time to write that down. Yeah.
Hey, Layla, I was just looking at the news. There's a new beauty supply store. They have half offs on weaves. I just wanted to let you know so you can save a little money.
You know what's so funny? That I'm so glad that he called in and told that story because I have two games that I came up with that I wanted to see if we can start playing.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
And it actually.
And
the game is kind of like what he kind of. It's so funny. Okay, so one of the games that I came up with that I wanted to test
it's
out.
It's the Rhythm Spoons hour right now, folks. Okay, here we go with the Rhythm Spoons.
Let's
shit.
Go.
Let's go, Layla. Let's do it. Go off. Let's do it.
No, Lord. So one of the games is where people call up and they tell their coon stories. It was a coon in the office, a coon story, somebody was bucking their eyes, tap dancing, all that, or even if they had to do it to move up. So they call in.
I give you everything, everything. What the fuck more you want out of me, huh? What the fuck? You want me to rob the bank just to make you fucking happy, bitch?
Go ahead, Layla. Go ahead.
Okay, that's the first one. People call in, and I have a name for it, and it's called I Spotted a Coon.
Okay. Okay.
So
Lord.
It's called I Spotted a Coon.
Okay,
somebody coming in here.
Okay, these are the janitors. Okay, I'm about to say. Yeah.
I'm about to say right now.
Yeah, this is janitors. They got
to
fix the coon.
You see me? I was like.
Yes. Yeah.
No, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go
my
ahead.
Second one. My second one. This one's a good one, you guys. Okay, good. So you know how we doing our little rap battles and stuff?
Yeah.
So it's going to be called Story Time with a Coon, right? So you guys ever play that game where you like whisper in somebody's ear and by the time you got back the story is different?
Yeah.
So basically I start off with a coon story and then Tariq finishes it and then Bree. So it's basically called so basically the story is going to end up with a coon's downfall at the end. So
okay, people in the chat room, are y'all feeling any of this?
No,
Layla's saying
so no.
People putting up utensils. They putting up utensil spoon emojis.
Oh,
no. So basically, the second one is called Story Time with the Coon. Like, seriously.
Everybody's confused. So am I. I don't know what you're talking about, Layla.
No, basically, the Story Time with a Coon is we're telling the story about a coon's downfall.
Oh, God.
And how he cooned and it worked, and, you know, it worked against him instead of with him.
They said, no, Layla. No, no. Layla, stop.
So
no.
I'll be like, I'm going to give you an example. One day I went to work and I seen a coon. He had a lot of butter biscuits and then you finish it.
Oh, Lord, no.
And then you finish it and then.
No. God damn. You got to stop smoking the narcotics. Layla be smoking weed a couple of days a week and thinking of this bullshit.
I thought that was funny.
Lord.
The coon's downfall.
Whoever Layla's weed dealer is, stop selling her. Stop selling her that loud. And give her something that's more gentle on her system.
Y'all don't like my stories, man.
No, Lord.
Whoa.
Damn them Rhythm Spoons.
Okay, I'll try again next week.
818-850-5404. That's the number. Don't call up, family. Good Lord.
Uh-oh.
All right. Uh-oh. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Hey, brother. Who is this?
What's up, Tariq? Hey, man. You must work at a regular job before, because I swear to God, you be hitting it right on point with that. Them whites supposed to tell on you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I would do stuff, you know, just in production, just being around them, not even working, but just being around and just seeing how they would do. I'm like, ah, damn, boy, y'all slick as hell. Mm-hmm. But you've seen that type of behavior before, right?
Oh, yeah, man. It happened to me not too long ago. I'm an IT tech, so I service all the programs in all of Atlanta, well, Georgia, period, southeast.
Mm.
And you go to the little rural town in Kroger, I'm coming in and install some type of upgrade for their pin pad.
Mm.
And I just go in there and install it. Nothing but white folks. Northern Georgia, they real kind of racist. So I go in there and install the stuff, and next thing you know, I got 2 days later, my manager emailed me and said, hey, one of the customers said you've been disrespectful or mean to them.
Oh,
I'm like,
Lord.
You, weird. You hit it right on the head when you just brought that up, man.
Exactly. That means you didn't go in there smiling. If you don't go in there with all your teeth showing, that means you got an attitude. They'll report you. They're funny that. Yeah.
Report, I'm just saying, I'm going in and install this new stuff. Where are you putting it at? Hey, it's not your option because, you know, I'm working for the whole Southeast, so I got to put in something, a pin pad. They don't want to put it in because they don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
He's a customer service. And then 2 days later, I get an email from a manager. Hey, they said you was mean at the summer. Like, what the fuck? Anywhere in the mountains in Georgia.
No, they do that all over. Not because you can put it on them, but they all do that. If you don't come in skinning and grinning, they start talking about, oh, he has an attitude. He's aggressive. He's mean. He's uppity. Yep. You know, that's how they think, man.
I swear to God, you hit it on the head, bro.
No doubt. Man, much respect. Thanks for the call, brother. Let me get some more of these calls. Boom. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Paul out of Phoenix, Arizona. How you guys doing?
Hey, Paul. How are you, brother?
I'm doing awesome. I heard the other callers that called up talking about how they're getting harassed in the workplace, and that's actually pretty much like an inspiration for what I'm doing right now. A friend of mine, we're starting up like a lifestyle coaching channel thing, kind of like how I used to do back in the Mac lessons.
Yeah.
And I think I sent you an email like a couple weeks ago, just like kind of asking your opinion about, you know, how like kind of pretty much how to unfuck everyone nowadays, because most guys, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Fitness, fashion, you ask them like how to do an oil change, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So that's kind of the inspiration of what we're doing right now. So I kind of want to hear like an OG's opinion on why guys are kind of so fucked up nowadays.
Right. Now, are you a white dude or a Hispanic? What are you?
No, I'm black. I'm black, man.
Okay, well, you sound white than a motherfucker.
Ah, so shit, crazy. I've gotten that multiple times.
Man.
Wow. Yeah, bro,
you sound like you got some mayonnaise on your table right now, brother.
No, fuck that shit. No, I'm actually Haitian, believe it or not.
Hilarious. Wow. Hilarious. When did y'all folks come over here?
No, my parents came back over here. Dad came over here in the 70s. Mom came over here when she was 19 in the 80s. I was born here in Jersey, though.
Okay, cool. But, I would need to see some more stuff about your channel, man. But we'll chop it up, man. Email me. We'll chop it up. All right. You sounded white as hell.
I know.
What's up?
Crazy.
Hey, man, I'm going to do some lifestyle stuff, man. Am I white? Fuck no. Nah. Fuck no, nah, dude.
Y'all ain't shit.
What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, my brothers and sisters?
What's up, family?
What's up, y'all? I was calling to ask y'all, can I get y'all email so I can send y'all something? I don't want to, what y'all got going on. I see y'all happy and smiling. And I want to send y'all a video to show y'all something, because I don't want to mess up y'all move and none of that. You feel me? And I was just calling to ask, can I get y'all email?
Just email me info@TariqElite.com. info@Tariq. Okay, shit. You got birds or kids in there. What is that, brother? info@TariqElite.com, brother. Thank you. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq?
What's
this
up?
This is Vince from Chicago.
Vince from Chicago.
Yes, sir. Let me turn down my TV. You probably get it in the background.
There you go.
What's going on, Bree? What's going on, Layla?
Hey.
I was about to say, Tariq, I was calling about, I wanted you to touch on what you was talking about on your live the other day. I'd be telling my boys that, man, about the white women, when you talk about, man, any given second, they could just lie on you. I mean, you can be on a date, having coffee or something. They could just say, he touched me, or in the middle of broad daylight, and you're going to jail forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't know how serious it is out here.
Yeah, it's very serious, man. These white women, man, they're, they've become deputized, man. So anything they say, I mean, hell, look at Cosby. Cosby's in jail now, and all these a bunch of white women went to a lawyer, and they had a big embezzlement extortion plot. This is what it is. All this thing is a big extortion plot, and that's what they did to Cosby. So that's when people start talking about money and class, no, race trumps all that. And a young man was just sent to prison for 12 years for making out with a white girl. His brother was making out with he was making out with a white girl. She said it was rape. There was no physical evidence of rape. They did a rape kit, nothing found. Wow. And the judge was like, well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it's rape. And they sentenced this brother to 12 years for just making out with this white woman. So, yeah, they're going back to the old school laws now.
It's crazy. The generation that we live in now is like the black guys. They don't want to date inside their race. They want to date outside their race, of course. And it's kind of like y'all don't know. Like even going on a simple date, it can ruin your life, man. You don't want to put yourself in jeopardy like that, man.
Exactly, man. But thank you for the call, brother.
Yes, sir.
Right. Let's see. Let me take these off for a minute. And Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets, Layla?
Well,
there you go. Go ahead.
Tekashi 6ix9ine might get out.
Uh-oh.
In September. That's what his lawyers are hoping for anyway, because he's basically been very instrumental with the prosecution of the whole ring. And they were saying that, you know, he snitched on a lot of people. So with that being said, his lawyers are confident that his 47 years could be reduced to this year in September.
Yeah, I heard.
Because he's helped put a lot of people away.
Yeah, so I wonder if what are they going to do with him? Are they going to put him in witness protection?
Would you want to get out? Because damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, yeah, you know, you don't want to be in jail because you're going to be a target in there. So I want
to
see how he's going to rock this.
Like a transplant?
Do y'all think he'll still have a career? Because, you know, being in the industry, you know, you can be a punk ass and, you know, still sell records. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think with this generation, they'll still be cool with that?
Yes, they are going to be right back on his team and supporting him and buying his album, giving him all his money.
But, you know, the whole street cred thing is gone. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still dangerous. Yeah. Nevertheless, you know what I mean?
It's going to be real, real dangerous for him. But anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here, beloved?
So 50 and Tierra Marie steady going back and forth. Everybody's just like, y'all just need to go ahead and date and have sex and get it over with.
You think that's true? You think you want to hit that?
No.
He just messing with her.
He's just messing with her.
But the fact that she's playing into it, she had a whole song said, I ain't got it.
Hilarious.
She ain't got it. I mean, she needs to do that, though. She needs to do what? Go ahead and do a song. I mean, what else is she?
I ain't got it to 50 Cent. Like, that's going to be the song that you come out. Like, Tierra, I don't know how many people got to tell you this, and I know I ain't doing everything.
She all looking outside.
But, sweetie, get your coin, make your music and get your coin. And everything else got to fall to the wayside.
Yeah, see, 50 got his money.
She's too talented.
Yeah.
Now y'all looking.
Yeah, I'm like,
now
yeah,
y'all
who's
see
this?
What
yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Another white every man. Freaking
yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, there's another white Tuesday. Man. Who is this motherfucker? Like, yeah, okay.
Outside, but yeah.
Tierra, get your coin, boo. Yeah. Make your music.
What do you think about 50? I feel like 50, that's his personality, so do y'all see anything wrong with him? Do you feel like he's doing something wrong by taunting the girl, or do you feel like it's just 50?
Yeah, he does that to everybody. He taunts Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah,
he,
that's true.
50, he's known for the taunts Ja Rule. You know how he bought like all
so
those
horrible.
He bought all those seats for a Ja Rule concert.
50 is so petty.
He does little petty shit.
Cancer's
like that.
Is petty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she do just need to give him his money.
She
like
really
he
does.
Won
yeah.
fair and square.
That is true. Yeah. I agree. I agree with 50.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie.
How many times I gotta ask you to give me my shit?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Man.
I wonder, could he get her Love and Hip Hop checks direct deposited to his account? I wonder, is there some way he can do that? Do judges do that? Can they do something like garnish her wages or whatever?
Yeah, they can garnish, but she probably doesn't have a steady income like that.
Okay.
You did? Right. So that's the problem. So,
yeah,
but Fetty, about 50, he's just messing with her, you know.
And she going back at it.
Lord.
Finally.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
What is happening out
here? That means
no,
she don't
know.
Layla, she be having three good stories, and then she has to wing it for the rest. That's why I be messing with her. To go.
I know what else happening.
No. Go.
Beyonce.
What did Beyonce?
Coachella.
Oh, y'all don't know. Oh, Netflix and Beyonce.
Coachella.
Teamed up. She has a special coming out on Netflix on April 17th.
You excited?
Hell yeah. I'm excited and I was there.
Oh, this you went to Coachella last year?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So Netflix is showing the Coachella performance?
So she did a documentary basically documenting her Coachella performance leading up to it and also paying homage to black universities and colleges. So I'm just like, what Beyonce and Jay-Z is doing for the culture right now.
Yeah.
It's so like, I'm just so grateful for them because they are Beyonce and Jay-Z. They literally don't have to.
Yeah.
They don't have, you know what I'm saying? They can do whatever they want and people are going to support them. But the fact that they're leaning more towards black history and black culture and queens and kings and just getting back to our roots.
Yeah. Beyonce always said that though.
No. She always,
no. Beyonce had said one time, she said, they said, who do you make your music for? She said, black people.
Mm. Beyonce, how long ago was that?
That was a while ago, but the reason why I think she said that, not because black people buy her music as much.
When did she say that?
It was a while ago. Google it. She said that. She said she made her music for black people, and the reason why she said that is because everybody follows black culture. So she's not necessarily saying she's making it for black people, but everybody wants to be black and follow us. You know, I mean, let's just think about it. You know, all these white people buying our music. She makes it for us, not necessarily saying we buy it. But that's what she says. She makes her music for black people.
She also, did you guys hear about her deal with
Reebok, right?
Exactly.
Right.
The deal was originally supposed to be with Adidas.
Right.
And she went to the table to sign and talk about it, and there was nobody of color sitting at the table with her from Adidas. Mm. How do that happen?
I know.
She just said,
who started Adidas?
Right.
Man.
It wasn't originally started by black people?
No. Like, Adidas, that's a white dude.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really? A white, yeah. Yeah, y'all got to understand, a lot of these brands, these are named after families. A lot of these clothing, Versace, that's a white man.
Well, yeah, that's clear.
Porsche, I think that's a family. A lot of these brand names are family names.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with this deal, do you think it's true or was she just trying to get some cred doing that? Because she, you know. She
probably feels
first
it.
Of all, she's Beyonce. Nah, she can walk into any room and say, I don't like the way that girl's shirt look, I'm leaving.
But
for her to say, I don't think it got nothing to do with the coin or, you know, whatever money they were offering, you know, whatever she was going to get out of it, because they moneyed up.
Yeah.
Now, somebody said that's wrong news. So it was Reebok, not Adidas. She went to Reebok first, so she did go to Adidas. So which one is it? Okay.
Did you just get me twisted in my story? Because just read this.
Let me see. So which one is it, guys, in the room? Bree got it mixed up. So she signed with Adidas.
And she went to Reebok originally.
Reebok did not have the people of color at the table.
Yeah, that's
because Adidas, that would be because Run DMC made Adidas hot.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I was just confused by that. Sorry, guys.
So that's why when you see Adidas, it's synonymous with like street culture.
Exactly.
Because so many black people, we make a lot of stuff hot.
Yep.
That's what I was just saying. That's why I'm like, who started Adidas? Because Run DMC put them on the map.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we make hot that's not ours. You know, that's why a lot of people started coming up with their own brands. Like Timberland Boots, we made that hot. But Timberland Boots, it's a white-owned company. They've been white-owned for years, and they kind of made some slick comments about black folks back in the day. You remember that?
Yeah. Timberland, Tommy Hilfiger.
Never recovered from that.
He claims he doesn't. I heard something about, what's the other, was it Nautica?
All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
I feel like all of them have done that.
Yeah. All right, let's let me see who.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Tariq. Go ahead.
So a lot of people have been talking about, you know, how Nipsey like went back to the hood and everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't like how a lot of people were saying like, so now we can't go back to the hood and help the hood no more. What do you feel about that? Like, is it okay if you made it out the hood to go back and help your neighborhood, or now are we scared to do that because niggas is hating and not on your level? Like, so what do you do now when you want to help your black people and you scared to go back to the hood? Like, what do you do?
You scared to go back to where you came from?
Yeah. That's what I feel like.
That's why he was a real nigga.
That's why people have so much respect for him. Yeah, and that's the problem. Unfortunately, we got this one dude, this lone wolf that's throwing a wrench in everything, and we as black folks, we don't have to eat every turd that pops out. That's a turd within black society. He doesn't represent black society. And also, we think that this guy, his motives and moves were orchestrated from people outside of black society.
Right.
But even if it wasn't, this is still just some lone wolf Negro that we're not all responsible for. So that shouldn't deter us from uplifting other people and helping other people. and joining up with other people. You know, we need to keep on doing what we're doing. There's nothing wrong with establishing businesses and helping other people in the neighborhood you grew up in. You know, there's going to be haters in and outside the hood. Let's be very clear. That's what we think. We think if we live somewhere outside, I don't live in the hood. The cops ran up in my motherfucking house live on TV. Yep. You understand? So we can get got anywhere. Yep. You understand? So let's get off that bullshit.
Right.
So that means we should be helping each other anytime we can.
Right.
So don't let that dusty Negro pulling off this sucker move throw us off what we need to do. Yeah. Because a lot of these niggas, all that, man, fuck that, who don't need to help the hood?
Yeah,
they didn't
want to
help
like
the hood
that.
Anyway.
Right.
So let's be clear. That's just their justification.
Their goal
they were just,
was to get out. God,
yeah.
That's it.
They didn't want
to
help anyway. Like, man, I might well get me a white woman. Yeah. That's what they wanted to do any damn
right.
way.
Right, now they got an excuse.
They got an excuse now.
Okay.
So you see all these people so quick to dump on the hood and black folks. These people who, they had a Sambo spirit already brewing in their soul.
And it's so crazy. Sambo. The neighborhood I grew up in is still just as rough
yeah.
as when I grew up in it. And I feel the safest when I'm at home.
Yeah.
Because that's my hood. I know these people, you know, like you said, it's always going to be one dusty nigga. It's
yeah.
always going to be a turd.
Yeah.
But how I don't even understand. Black people saying they don't feel safe at home. That's like
yeah,
even
crazy.
Going to the motherland. Like some people, I hear people say, "Oh, well, I want to go to Africa, but I'm scared." Like, how could you?
Yeah, yeah.
How could you feel scared amongst your own people?
Yeah,
yeah.
Shit
yeah.
is crazy. It's a crazy world we live in, y'all. It's crazy.
Exactly. Let me see. Let's get a couple of more calls before we get out of here. Let me see. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's get some good ones in, guys.
What Let's you trying some, to say? The other ones were...
Maybe some mush mouths. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? Layla, Bree, Tariq. This is Richard from New York.
Richard from New York.
I just was calling to say thank you for your last live. On Sunday, when you was teaching us like what not to do when race soldiers are around,
yes.
because that was class right there. And I hope you continue on doing that. And I hope you do the master class because I downloaded all the way from 2012 up until now. So thank you for maneuvering around white supremacy.
No doubt.
Have a good day, people.
Much respect, brother. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's going on, Tariq? It's your brother Jay calling from the UK.
Jay from the UK. How you doing, brother?
Doing very well, man. Doing very well. Hello to Lee and, Bree and Layla as well.
Hey, Jay.
Now, Jay, I'm going to be out there. Jay, I'm going to be out there this summer when we're going to do the premiere of Hidden Colors 5 out there. And I'm going.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. The promoters are going to have me out there in Birmingham, England. Where in the UK are you, bro?
Okay. I'm in a place called Hertfordshire. It's just north of London.
Okay, there you go. All right, so what's on your mind, brother?
Okay. First off, I just want to say from the UK, from a lot of people out here, I want to send the mad condolences over Nipsey Hussle, man. I've been a fan of his for a long time. It really cut me, man, to see what happens. But I'm really inspired to see how the city of L.A. is really standing up and kind of coming together and really looking and kind of coming together in the wake of that. So, you know, condolences on that. And I just want to say, you know, thank you for providing a little bit of difference in how the commentary about this has gone. Because what I'm hearing from certain people and certain mainstream stuff, it sounds a little bit funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't trust none of it. And my tinfoil koofy is on.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Man, I respect that, man. We respect that, man. And how's everything going on out there? I love it out there in the UK, man. I get so much love out there in London. Man, I get much, much respect out there. What's happening out there? What's the weather like out there right now?
Right now it is... Well, at this point in the UK, it's kind of grayish, mostly cold. You know, the UK don't really have great weather, but the summer starting to get a little bit warmer. So hopefully by the time you get out here for Hidden Colors 5, hopefully the sun will be out. But the sun is not shining out here at the moment. It's miserable. It's cold. It's wet. I fucking hate the weather here so much.
Now, where's your family from?
My family's from Ghana.
Now, there you go. Now, have you been back to Ghana to visit?
You know what? I actually haven't. And it's a massive, massive, massive thing, like, on my list. It's like, it's pretty hard, like, for, like, work and travel and all that. But for me, going to Ghana is a big deal. Obviously, I've seen pictures and I talk to family and things like that. But nah, I've never been, unfortunately, no.
Okay, yeah, you got to go back and visit the family and all that. Now, sure. How often do you kick it in the in London, in the city of London? I know you are outside of London, but how often do you move around in the city?
Oh, pretty often. I mean, I'm originally from there, so all of my family and all of my friends all still live in London, and, like, you know, nieces, nephews and everything. So I'll be there most weekends. Like, if I have any time off work, it's usually there. Not to mention, I'm not too far away driving distance, so I'll be back and forth.
What's some good food spots in London? Because I have usually when I go to London, I got to go to the Caribbean spots. But what's some good spots out there?
Yeah, I was going to say, because I noticed this, right? You be out here cursing us out for the food over here, but every time you be talking about fish and chips, I'm like, what type of nonsense is this?
That's the only food I can eat in goddamn London is fish and damn chips.
Why?
Because the food out there is trash.
Is it really?
The Caribbean food is bomb, though. The Caribbean
food. But I wouldn't ever get food from English, like, people, because they don't season their food well. It's terrible. If you want good food, I would recommend Nando's. That's a good, easy one right there. Somebody, they do, like, grilled chicken.
Somebody just put that in the chat room. Nando's.
Man, it must be good.
It must be good because somebody just put that in the chat
room. Nando's is real. Nando's is real. And you're going to see some of your people in Nando's. Like, you know, we can feel a little bit safer in a Nando's than in most establishments. But another place, actually, to check out is, if you're in London, there's a restaurant called Shaka Zulu that's in Camden.
Okay.
That's a great place. They do all types of interesting stuff there. And I would say just go online and look for any of the African food places or the Caribbean food places. And in London, you'll be all right. Birmingham as well. Like, you'll be all right. But stick to the Caribbean and the African food, because I do not. Everyone else is a little bit 50-50.
Is Nando's over in Brixton? Because it sounds like it's some place over in Brixton.
Oh, Nando's is a chain, so you'll get everywhere.
Okay, cool. All right, man. Good looking out, Jay, man. Thank you so much for the call, brother.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Have a good night.
When we going? I just got my passport renewed.
Oh, you did? You got your passport?
Yeah, everybody's shit is renewed.
Everybody,
so when are we going?
Mine renewed. Just got it back, actually, last week. Seriously.
Well, what we're going to do, play a game before we go there. We're going to play a game called Find the Coon, and then whoever wins the Find the Coon, I'm niggas playing it like later.
Okay.
But the food over there, again, like my dude said, you got to get the Caribbean food is the bomb, because you got a lot of people from Jamaica and from the Caribbean there.
What'd you eat over there that's non-Caribbean? That was so disgusting.
Oh, man. I don't know what some of that shit is. They give you a potato with an egg on the shit. It just with some green shit on the side. I don't know what this stuff is. I don't know. The only English food I can eat, I just ate fish and chips whole time I was there until I found the Caribbean spot.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, the food over there is hard. Yeah, no, and porridge. Porridge.
Porridge? That's
porridge. Like, it's like
three bears in this bed?
I know. Fish and chips and porridge. That's the only English food I can rock with.
Oh, my God.
They don't season that shit.
Oh, they don't put enough salt on it?
They don't be seasoning the food right. Oh, it's bland. I don't know what they be putting on this stuff. It's a mess.
July? That's when it's happening?
I'm
trying to get a date.
I swear, because he
going to tell us at the last minute. Brie Lamb going tomorrow.
Next week, yeah.
Lord.
So just in time enough is not to get a ticket.
Lord. Anyway, we about to get out of here. What y'all doing this weekend? Or this week? What are y'all doing this week, ladies?
I don't know. I'll probably do like a play date or something. And I want to say shout out to whoever sent me the flowers. I don't know. This is like the second time.
Damn.
That they sent me flowers. I don't know
you
if
got
they
fan.
Gift card was about to expire or something. Uh-oh. Because it was a lot of. I'm like, who? And it's from the same company. So.
Oh, damn.
Okay. I don't know.
Where'd they send it?
They sent it to my P.O. box. I have a P.O. box. So they DM'd me and they're like, hey, I want to send you something. And I just sent it, you know, my P.O. box or whatever. And then they just keep sending flowers. So thank you, whoever you are.
It's been like 3 years since somebody sent me flowers.
Oh, damn.
So but they were really nice, though, when I did get them or whatever.
So thank you, whoever that is.
Shout out to the secret admirer. Oh,
hopefully it's not somebody gonna say it was Jesse Lee Peterson in my comments. It was like, it was Jesse Lee in there.
No, you ain't white enough.
I'm like, no.
Jesse Lee was claiming to date black women.
Shit.
He said, well, what? Didn't he? Remember, I asked him. I said, do you date black women? He said, yeah, that's all he date. Lying ass.
He is a...
Y'all don't believe that.
He said he date black women.
So, Bree, what you got going on, dear?
Work. I'm going to go do some shoots at the beach.
Shit.
Everybody keep asking about my documentary. So, this is my first time doing something like this, and I'm working on it by myself because of the funds that it costs to hire anybody else. So, bear with me.
Now, what you doing a documentary about?
Yeah, what's it about?
Y'all will see soon enough.
Oh, shit.
It's about you, though, right?
It's about something.
Oh, shit. Well,
I'm
curious.
You're not doing cosplay, are you?
Oh, yeah. What you got going on?
What the hell is cosplay?
Never mind.
No.
Never mind.
Comic-Con?
No, something else.
Oh, wait, no. Layla?
Lord.
Why she always got to jump off the bridge and say some off to
me? I know. So, Bree got something going on.
Yes,
we don't know what it is.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to see this.
Yes.
Lord.
Y'all are so dramatic.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
Anyway.
Just bear with me.
All right, Layla, what's your Instagram?
At Miss Layla Lopez. MSLAILALOPEC.
Yeah. At.
And Bree, what is yours?
At Bree.Ariere. And we will be in the UK with Tariq. So
yes, finally. You said they was asking for us, Tariq, last time.
Yes, they were.
And they told us they was asking.
Where's Bree and Layla?
At the on crib. Their way.
And y'all go check out the new documentary we're working on called Buck Breaking. Check out the Kickstarter page. Go to Kickstarter and type in Buck Breaking. Ladies and gentlemen, we're working on that. Everybody become a part of that. We need you to help us with the production on that. We need to get that popping. You can go to Kickstarter.com and then type in Buck Breaking, or you can go to BuckBreakingMovie.com. BuckBreakingMovie.com to find out more about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out here. We are out. We'll see you next week. Holla.